listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about having appreciation in affliction. I'm going to read you from the great Psalm, Psalm 119, verses 71 and 72, where we read this. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. They are remarkable words there in verse 71 of Psalm 119. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. The psalmist spoke here of lessons learned the hard way. There was a time when he was far more likely to go astray from God's word and the wise life that's revealed to us there. Yet, under a season of affliction, he was now devoted to the word of God. Our trials sometimes act as guardrails on the side of a dangerous road, keeping us safely on the path. Prosperity and ease can be like gaps in the guardrail where we can easily go astray. This principle has worked its way in the life of virtually everyone who has pursued God. This is one reason why God appoints affliction for his people, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Yet, as the commentator Adam Clark noted, affliction set apart for God is a great blessing. It is an additional curse if it is not set apart for God. Affliction, if brought under the wisdom and guidance of God's word, does genuine good in our life. It did in the psalmist's life. Yet, we must guard against the wrong idea that seasons of affliction automatically make us better or godlier. Sadly, many people are worse from their affliction because they fail to turn to God's word for wisdom and life. They fail to turn to his word for guidance in their times of affliction. We could say that the worst afflictions are those lost for any good purpose because they were never really surrendered to God. This also shows us how valuable the learning of God's word was to the psalmist. It was entirely worth it for him to endure affliction if he could only learn God's statutes, God's word in the process. This made a painful season of affliction worthwhile. Therefore, he could say, and this is what he says in verse 72, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." You see, this is a logical extension of the thought in the previous verse. If the psalmist understood that even trouble could be good if it taught him God's truth, if it was more valuable than his comfort, then it is also possible to say that it is more valuable than riches. Today, Bibles are inexpensive to purchase, but do we value God's word? This great estimation of the word of God came from a life that had known affliction. It was love and appreciation from the field of battle, not from the palaces of ease and comfort. Unfortunately, it seems that there are too few people today with the spirit of the psalmist, and too many people seem to have the spirit of Judas, who sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. To paraphrase a quote from Spurgeon's work on this psalm, "The word of God must be nearer to us than our friends, dearer to us than our lives, sweeter to us than our liberty, and more pleasant to us than any earthly comfort." Today, let the wisdom of God's word bring some good out of your season of affliction.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.